Hello.
Hello, Mr. Moses?
Yes.
Moses, my name is Joe, and I'm calling from Opinion Research. Sir, I'm not selling anything. I'm just conducting a very short survey of the city of Phoenix, Arizona. Can I... A couple minutes is all I'm asking, okay, sir? A couple minutes, okay?
I do not know much about Phoenix. I have been here actually 3 years.
Okay, that's enough. That's enough. First of all, you currently live in Phoenix, Arizona, correct?
Yes.
Okay, now, generally speaking, do you think that things in Phoenix are going in the right direction, or do you feel things have gone off the wrong track?
Hard question to answer.
Okay. Okay, now let's move forward. I would like to ask you some questions about the Levine area of Phoenix. This area lies south of Salt River, north of South Mountain Park, west of 27th Avenue, and east of the Gila River Indian Community. Now, going forward, I'm going to refer to this area as Levine. Is that definition clear, or do you need me to read the Levine?
Yes.
Okay. Now, sir, the first question is, in what year were you born, sir?
I was born in Africa. In Nairobi,
okay.
Kenya.
Okay, that's it. You don't have to, sir. Bear with me. 1, 2, 3, 4. Moving forward, are you or is anyone in your household of Hispanic or Latino descent?
No.
No. Okay. Now, and do you consider yourself to be white, African American, Black, Hispanic, Latino, Asian, Pacific Islander, multiracial, or another race not listed here?
African is my race.
I'm sorry, which is it?
African.
Oh, okay. Okay. Okay.
Without any other definition. African.
Okay.
African.
Now, overall, how would you describe the quality of life in Levine? Would that be excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
It's moderate.
I'm sorry?
It's moderate.
Moderate, okay. So just okay. Now, I'm going to read you a list of things that people say would improve the quality of life in Levine. Please rate each item on a scale of 1 to 5, where 1 means that it would do very little to improve the quality of life, and 5 means it would do a lot to improve the quality of life. Okay, you can use any number between 1 to 5. More shops and retail stores or commercial space for businesses.
No.
From 1 to 5, you think 1 would be very little good or 5 would be a lot good?
3.
Okay. Now, more dining and entertainment options.
Again, 3.
Okay. What about more affordable housing options to rent or buy?
That's 4.
4, okay. What about better street and road maintenance?
5,
thank you. And better public transportation options?
3.
Okay, what about more parks and recreational opportunities?
Yes, definitely 5.
5, okay. What about more good-paying jobs?
More what?
More good-paying jobs.
5.
Okay, moving forward, sir, so I can get you back to your day. In terms of your job status, are you employed, unemployed, but looking for work, retired, a student, or a homemaker?
I don't consider myself retired.
Oh, you're retired, okay. What about... And would you say that there are too many, too few, or about the right amount of businesses that employ people who work in trades, warehouses, retail, and restaurants in Levine?
What to do with more? Not enough.
So would you say there's too few, too many, or about the right amount?
Too few.
Okay.
Too few.
Okay, thank you. And thinking about businesses in your area, would you say that there are too many, too few or about the right amount of businesses that employ office workers and other corporate professionals in Levine?
Too few.
Okay, moving forward. Now, thinking about commercial development, I'm going to read you a list of different kinds of stores and businesses for each. Please tell me yes or no if you would like to see more of that kind of business in Levine. Doctor's offices and hospitals.
More.
So they'll be yes or no?
Yes.
Okay. Grocery stores and supermarkets.
Yes.
Okay. Home goods stores and other retail stores like Target.
Yes.
Okay. Restaurants, bars, and entertainment venues.
Yes.
What about dollar stores and discount chains?
No.
No? Okay. Moving forward, we're almost done here. So now, in your own words, what type of stores and businesses would you most like to see more of in Levine?
Oh, accessible places, shops and stores with varied goods.
Okay. Well, accessible shops with more accessible
and
more variety. Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Moving forward, sir. Now, switching gears a bit here, how much of a problem is the availability of housing in Levine? That is to say, the number of houses, condominiums, or apartments that are available to buy or rent. Is housing availability a very big problem, a fairly big problem, a moderate problem, a slight problem, or not a problem at all?
It's slightly problematic. It's
okay,
a small
thank
problem.
You. Okay, now, how much of a problem is housing affordability in Levine? That is to say, how much it costs to buy or rent a home. Is housing affordability a very big problem, a fairly big problem, a moderate problem, a slight problem, or not a problem at all?
It's a problem.
Big or?
It's a big problem. How
okay.
Is that right?
Okay, okay. Now, still thinking about residential development, I'm going to read you a list of different kinds of housing. For each, please tell me yes or no if you would like to see more of that kind of housing in Levine. Townhouses or attached homes?
Townhouses.
Townhouses or attached homes. Would you like to see yes or no see more of that in Levine?
Yes.
Yes, okay. What about single family detached homes?
Yes.
Okay. What about housing options for seniors?
Yes, seniors housing. Yes.
Okay. What about multi-family housing like apartments or condominiums?
No.
No. Okay. Moving forward, sir. Now, how long have you lived in Phoenix, sir?
3 years.
Okay. Now, do you currently own your home, rent your home, or are you living with friends or family?
We I'm a house owner.
You are the owner?
Yes.
Okay, now, I'm going to read you some proposals to address housing costs and options in Levine. Please tell me whether you favor or oppose each one, okay? Now, changing zoning laws to allow for the construction of more multifamily housing like townhomes, duplexes, or triplexes. Are you in favor of that or opposed to that?
In favor.
Okay. What about change zoning laws to allow for the construction of more condominium buildings?
Yes, that would give.
Okay. What about? Okay. What about repurpose or replace empty stores and commercial properties with new housing?
Yes.
Okay. And change zoning laws to allow a mix of single-family homes, townhouses, and apartments, and condominiums in the same neighborhood.
Yeah.
And repurpose or replace parking lots with new housing.
No.
Okay.
Parking lots are important.
Okay. What about change zoning laws to allow for the construction of more apartment buildings?
Change what?
To allow more construction of apartment buildings.
No,
okay. Moving forward, one more finish here, down, sir. Finally, I'm just going to ask you a few questions for statistical purposes. What is the last year of schooling that you completed? The last year of school?
College.
College, okay. What is your annual household income? Just stop me when I get to the right amount. Less than 25,000, 25 to 50,000, 50 to 75,000, 75 to 100,000.
25 to 50.
Okay. And finally, just for strictly for verification purposes by my supervisor, can I have just your first name?
Moses. M-O-S-E-S.
Okay. Now, Mr. Moses, you've been a great help. This concludes our survey and enjoy the rest of your day, okay? You've been, okay?
Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye.
Okay. Bye-bye.